SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Unrelenting Iranian attacks on shipping traffic and energy infrastructure have again pushed oil above $100 a barrel. Already today, Iran has hit a container ship off the coast of Dubai, caused a blaze near Bahrain's international airport, and targeted a major Saudi oil field with a drone attack. Iran is also blocking the Strait of Hormuz, which is a vital oil choke point.
The Strait of Hormuz is so important for the world's economy that governments are looking at how to reopen what has now become an energy choke point. French President Emmanuel Macron envisages France and other countries using warships to escort tankers and container vessels. The navies of France, the United States, and other nations have recent first-hand experience. We spoke to former naval officers who have previously navigated in the Hormuz Strait. They said that warships and commercial vessels would be sitting ducks if they tried using the strait's narrow shipping lanes now.
Here at home, the Trump administration has launched a new process aimed at replacing the tariffs that were struck down by the Supreme Court.
Other alternatives will now be used to replace the ones that the court incorrectly rejected.
President Trump last month, after the Supreme Court struck down the tariffs he'd unilaterally imposed under an emergency powers law.
We have alternatives. Great alternatives.
And his administration's now pursuing one, launching a trade investigation into manufacturing in foreign countries.
Could be more money. We'll take in more money, and we'll be a lot stronger for it. We're taking in hundreds of billions of dollars.
Trump and his team seeking to replace those lost revenues by using different laws. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Major storms whipped up tornadoes that killed at least two people in northwest Indiana and leveled buildings in Kankakee, Illinois. This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports that Canada is moving to expand assisted suicide.
The government has set up a committee to consider allowing people who are mentally ill to take their own lives with the help of a doctor. Critics say the panel is made up largely of suicide supporters and will likely advise the government to go ahead with the proposed expansion, which is already set to take place in 2027 if no action is taken to prevent it. Under current Canadian law, only people with terminal physical ailments can apply for assisted suicide. Michael Harrington reporting.
The communist government in Beijing persecutes Christians within its borders, but it doesn't stop there. Now the Congressional Executive Committee on China is urging Congress and the president to do something about China's campaigns against Chinese Christians who are living in the U.S. The committee says China uses verbal and online harassment to silence believers who are in the United States. This is SRN News. The war may prevent Iran's national team from taking part in this summer's World Cup.
Iran's sports and youth minister says the country is in no position to take part in the World Cup after the United States killed its supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, in its ongoing war. Iran was expected to take part in the World Cup that will be held across North America in June, but Iranian sports and youth minister Ahmad Danyamali told state television that his country's soccer team players are not safe in the U.S., according to a video of the interview posted Tuesday. I'm Gethin Coolball.
Republican and Democratic senators are venting their frustrations with the lack of progress in funding the Department of Homeland Security. The impasse has resulted in more Americans enduring long lines at airports around the country. Democrats are demanding changes to immigration and customs enforcement. More details at srnnews.com.